Lynn Payne is the garden guru. Lynn, it's winter. There's not much going on outside. Are there any products that we should be using to keep our houseplants healthy?
Well, you've got to be careful on what you use on your plants because several of them can clog the pores of the plants. You know, we have oftentimes people coming in saying, well, I like to use milk or I like to use mayonnaise to clean the leaves of my plant because it helps them shiny and it makes them look nice. Well, it does make them look nice for a while, but it leaves a sticky residue on them that even attracts more dust. And as I said, it clogs the pores. So don't be enticed by using some of these home remedies unless you just use plain water with a paper towel, put your hand behind the leaf and wipe the surface of the leaf. But we sell plant shine products that do exactly that.
And plants need water in the winter. Remind me, what are the basics of watering houseplants?
Absolutely. It's very important to make sure that your houseplants dry out between each watering. Now, they don't want to dry out a lot, but remember that roots breathe oxygen. So the only way you're going to get oxygen into the soil is if you allow the water to dry out so that it opens up air spaces between the soil particles.
What do we do about plants since there's less light coming in through the windows in the winter? Do you have any varieties of plants that do well under limited light?
Yes, sir. We've got several varieties. These are the varieties of tropical plants that grow down on the jungle floor. And, of course, the tree canopy is quite dense, so there's not a whole lot of light that penetrates the tree canopy and reaching the jungle floor. So we've got a plant that's called peace lily. We also have one that's called Chinese evergreen. Now, these are two very easy plants to grow. You can overwater them, you can underwater them, and they're industrial strength. And there's several different varieties. Now, there's also flowering plants that will grow with low light, and one of the most common are African violets.
And of course, I'd rather use natural products around my home. What kind of natural products do you have?
Yes, indeed. We do have products like that. We sell ice and snow melt that won't harm vegetation, which is kind of unusual for these types of products. And we also sell wood pellets to burn in your pellet stove to heat your home. And these are premium wood pellets made here in New Mexico. So they burn clean, they burn hot, and our price is competitive with any other premium pellet around. So let me invite you all in to check out our beautiful houseplant selection, and also they're still on sale, 20% off all of our indoor houseplants for our January green sale. So stop into our wonderful humid greenhouse on a cold, chilly day, and it'll make you feel like you're in the tropics.
Where are you located?
We've got two locations in Santa Fe. One is 715 St. Michael's Drive, and the other is 304 Camino O'Leary. And don't forget our website. We've got lots of good answers and information on that. It is simply paynes.com.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru.